The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, now sticking with paper of sorts, paper you may never have heard of the press and peel memo pad, but you've probably heard of Post-its, the little sticky notes that have even made their way into the Museum of Modern Art in New York. Their creator, Spencer Silver, recently passed away, aged 80. To look at the lesser history of stationery, we're joined now by 2FM presenter and stationery fan, Afric O'Connell. Afric, you're very welcome to the programme. Who was this Spencer Silver?
He was literally the glue that held the Post-its together.
Oh, I like that. You were up all night working on that.
Oh, listen, stop. Weeks. He received 37 patents while he was working with 3M. Really, really successful. Most of those patents were to do with adhesives, but one of them was to do with immunoassays, which are used in antigen testing, which, of course, we know more about than we ever thought we would at the moment. Outside his professional work, he was a painter. So it's kind of ironic that it was his creation, his Post-it, that ended up in the Museum of Modern Art rather than any of his paintings.
But how did it come about?
Well, like all the best inventions, it came about as an accident. So it was in 1968, Spencer Silver was looking to create a super, super strength adhesive. What he actually created by accident was a very weak adhesive, but it was one that the properties in it meant that you could stick it to something, peel it off, stick it to something else. The glue wouldn't weaken and it also wouldn't leave any gluey residue. There was no use for it for about 4 years. He said it was a solution looking for a problem. But then his colleague, Art Fry, used to sing in Presbyterian choirs in his church, and he used to mark his hymns with little pieces of paper, and he had a real problem with them all falling out onto the floor. So the Post-it was born.
And that was it.
Yeah, and that was it.
Is it the only piece of stationery to make it into the Museum of Modern Art in New York?
No. Another great bit of stationery that made it into MoMA was the Bic Crystal ballpoint pen. So it's barely changed in 60 years. It looks great. It does what it says on the tin. And it is, that's another bit of iconic stationery that made it into the Museum of Modern Art.
I'm not sure how they choose those things, because there'd be other things that would be hugely successful around the world that don't make it into the museum.
That's true, and I have beef with some of these. So one of them,
you really are a committed stationery fan.
One of these is Pritstick, or glue sticks, the original glue stick. It was invented in 1967, and legend has it that there was this guy Wolfgang Dierichs who boarded a plane, and when he was on the plane he saw a woman putting on lipstick, and he thought, that's a really good tool, I guess, and you could use that in a different way if the contents was glue, like solid glue rather than lipstick. And if you fast forward 50 years, there have been enough Pritsticks / glue sticks sold to be able to leave a trail of adhesive from Earth to Mars and back. Since
so
then,
you're going to have a campaign to get them into some big
this
big
is
museum.
The hill I'm going to die on. Yeah.
And inventions like this around stationery aren't always welcomed.
No, because nobody likes change. So when pens were invented in the 19th, the steel pens were invented in the 19th century, quill enthusiasts were aghast and thought that this was modern, you know, disaster. And author Victor Hugo refused to use one. And there was another French writer and critic that called Jules Janin, who said, one needs to compare the steel pen that one uses nowadays with the good old quill that well served our venerable ancestors. He said, the steel pen, this modern invention, makes an unpleasant impression upon us. It's as though one fell in love against one's will with a little hardly visible dagger dipped in poison.
I presume you're not going to campaign for a return of the quill. But some countries are so in love with stationery that they've actually put up statues.
Yeah, there's a great story. It's kind of an urban legend, you know, the roots of which are unclear. But
is that a way of saying it's not true?
Well, I mean, it depends what kind of relationship you have with the truth.
It's
a
close
non-exclusive
to being true.
Relationship with the truth. Yeah, exactly. The original paperclip was invented by a Norwegian. Johan Valer was his name. And in his in Norway, when the Nazis occupied Norway, they banned any kind of insignia that would be, you know, rebellious or anything like that. So people started to wear paper clips on their lapels. And in the town where Johan Valur was from, it's called Sandvika, there's now a giant 7 metre high paperclip commemorating the national symbol and that time of rebellion and fight against the oppressors.
Paperclip defiance. 2FM presenter and stationery fan, Africa O'Connell, thank you very much for joining us on the program.